This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Welcome to another episode of Business Insanity Talk Radio. This is your host, Barry Maltz, and this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is show number 324. This episode is provided by Sage One, an online accounting and business service solutions for every small business. It's also provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. I want to welcome our new sponsor, CorpNet, which is one of the smartest, most affordable, and reliable ways to incorporate a startup business and ensure good standing and corporate compliance. Well, did you know that 70% of business partnerships end badly? We're going to show you how to set up a partnership appropriately or to fix a bad one. We're also going to discuss how to find the most cost-effective marketing resources for your business today. We're going to talk about Small Business Week that starts tomorrow and all the activities that are included in it. But first, think about what really holds you back in your business. What keeps you stuck? Well, my first guest says it's the hard truths that have secret power over us. He says we'd rather ignore them. They're like a virus in our mental software. They operate in the seams that bind the rational and the emotional, and that's where they trap us. By running away from them, he says, we become slaves, and only by accepting them will become free. Aran Dror is an Israeli-born writer, journalist, and designer who spent the past 9 years in New York City. His first book is called The Book of Hard Truths, an illustrated guide to the most universally resisted aspects of life. Aran, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barry. Good to be here.
I absolutely love the title, especially the thing, it's the universal guide to the most resisted aspects of life. You know, I went through these 16 truths, and I think they really are holding us back. And I want to go through some of these because they are pretty rude awakenings. Number one, of course, is you hit it right in the face. You say, you're going to die. Tell us about that. We all know it's true, but tell us about that.
So I believe that there's, you know, there's knowing the truth and there's really knowing the truth and accepting it. And the difference is knowing it intellectually and also knowing it emotionally and deeply. And I liken it to a mourning process or a grieving process when someone, when a loved one dies. You know, there, it's almost like popular culture now. There's the seven stages of grief, right? So in the beginning, you have a hard time accepting it. Maybe you're angry. Maybe you're in denial, and then sort of the truth slowly sets in, and after, you know, it could be a few days or it could be years, eventually you're supposed to land at some sort of acceptance where you can move on with your life. And I believe that we have the same reaction to the hard truths of life. We're each on somewhere on the continuum towards acceptance with each of these, and many of them maybe we've accepted, and many of them maybe we haven't. And sort of my goal with this book was basically to spark something so that, to spark that process of thought so that you kind of, you engage with it and you begin thinking about it, and maybe you identify that you haven't fully accepted some of these.
So if I accept that I'm going to die, because I believe we're all going to die except maybe for my mother-in-law, Debbie, but besides that, we all are going to die. How does that help me?
So, I mean, the first thing is just to be realistic with your plans. You can't keep postponing everything until tomorrow, because one day they won't be a tomorrow. So you have to start living your life a little bit differently. And the other thing is, I think we really get to understand how precious time is, and you know, think about it that way. We don't want to waste time on things that are trivial. We don't want to waste time on things that we don't fundamentally enjoy or believe in. And all of these things, you know, unless you believe that there's a limited time, it's much easier to just go along and let inertia kind of carry you on until the last day comes and you suddenly look back and you haven't done anything.
Well, we're talking to Ron Dror. He's the author of The Book of Hard Truths, an illustrated guide to the most universally resisted aspects of life. Ron, I want to click through some of these other ones and kind of give my thoughts on it. Then I'd like to hear what you think. One of the other truths you say is nothing is permanent. I think this is very important for a small business owner because sometimes they sit back in their laurels or they say, I've had success, so now I'm always going to have success. And if they accept that nothing is permanent, it'll really help them in their business.
Yep, exactly. And so there's actually this classic business book, The Innovator's Dilemma,
yep.
which speaks exactly to that, which is, you know, once you've created a successful business, you know, a new innovation comes along and you're afraid that you're going to cannibalize your own business. But if you accept the change is going to happen anyway, and either you do it yourself or someone else does it, then you're much more likely to act appropriately. And in life in general, if we create fixed views of things, it's much more likely that we're going to make mistakes because everything around us is always changing.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the other ones is the past is gone. And I think that is so important because so many of us get stuck perhaps either in the success of the past or probably more importantly, the failure of the past, and we can't let it go and move on.
Yep. So, you know, this is about someone getting stuck with either a traumatic event or a mistake that, you know, they want to undo or trying to justify a lot of investment they put into something, but that's gone. And really, every moment is a new moment. And we have to look at our lives forward, looking forward and not looking backwards. So sometimes fighting to justify an investment, a wrong investment we've made is fruitless, and you should really just move on.
Okay, hard truth number four. Number five, you can't do it all. You can't control it all. This is something that a small business owner always has to realize, that they can't do it all. It just can't be about them. And in the end, there's so many things you just can't control, Ron, right?
Yep. So, you know, this is coming from Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, and a lot of, you know, even religious thinkers and philosophers have said this. It's really important to know the limits of what you can accomplish in the world and aim all of your power towards the goals that you can actually affect and not waste time bashing your head against walls that you can't move.
Hard truth number six, there is lots you don't know. This reminds me of the Mark Twain quote, it's not what we don't know that gets us in trouble, it's what we know for sure that just ain't so.
Exactly. And so we are, especially smart people and especially entrepreneurs, have a hard time with uncertainty and ambivalence. So, you know, if we have a vision, we treat every contradictory piece of information as if it's an attack or something dangerous to be aware of and, you know, to be scared of. That's not true. You know, we have to accept that our knowledge and our current plan, our current thinking is very, very limited and rooted in our own experience, and that the only way to get a better sense of reality is to hear differing opinions and to go out seeking bad news and kind of always test the limits of your knowledge.
You know, truth number seven really hit me hard. It said, you're not the best, you're not special. And I think this is a lot very hard for a lot of us, especially grew up as millennials, that say, well, my parents have been telling us we're special for so long. How does that help us, saying that we're not special? Or I guess you link that with truth number 10, which is the universe doesn't care.
Yep. So you're not special is about us believing that we're unique, that we have our, you know, us kind of not seeing that other people around us have the same capacities, the same types of thoughts, the same types of consciousness and needs, and that we don't deserve anything simply by being born. We deserve, you know, we don't deserve anything more, I mean, than other people. It's really kind of a humbling truth to discover, because a lot of us really were brought up with all of this new agey, self-esteem boosting type of, conditionless love. But it goes wrong when we start believing that we deserve something, that we're somehow, you know, better than.
Yeah, I can't really stand the D word that people say, well, I deserve that. Well, I agree with you. We don't deserve anything. Hard truth number eight, failure is an option. And I love this because that was the subtitle of one of the chapters of my book, Bounce. And, you know, it's been popularized since Apollo 11 that failure is not an option. Let me tell you, failure is mostly the option for small business owners. That's what happens most likely.
Yep, it's almost a certainty. So failure is, you know, there's this whole failure is not an option mentality, which really isn't helping anyone, because if you know that failure is an option, you're going to do everything you can to prevent it, and you're going to look very closely at the causes of failure in other companies and work really, really hard so that you don't repeat those mistakes, because you know it is an option. It's very important that you know it is an option. And at the same time, it's very important for us when we take risks to not be afraid of failure, to say, okay, failure is an option. I'm okay with it. I'm accepting this possibility as I'm embarking on this venture, because if we try to cover all our bases all the time and never allow that possibility to become real, we're just not going to ever do anything.
There's no question. The book is called The Book of Hard Truths, an illustrated guide to the most universally resisted aspects of life. Aron, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Barry.
Love the book.
Thanks
coming up, the former CMO of OfficeMax and Walgreens tells you how small businesses can land the best marketing resources at a cost-effective price. This is AM 560, The Answer.
How can you get from here to there? We've got The Answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Russ Harper taking a look at traffic. Out in Naperville, watch out for a road shut down due to a crash. This is 75th Street at Napier Boulevard. It is completely shut down due to an accident, and it will be shut down for a few hours. On the inbound Eisenhower, a little bit slow between 25th and 1st Avenue. Also slow between Ashland on into the Burns Circle. Thorndale on into the city is 31 minutes. From Mannheim on in is 18. The Dan Ryan, it's a little bit slow between Cermak Road and the Burns Circle. So 95th downtown is 17 minutes. Also, the Saul Taylor has been cleared. The outbound Dan Ryan, it's slow between 79th and 95th, so that means downtown to 95th is going to take about 18 minutes. And the outbound Bishop 4 is also slow, Dan Ryan to 103rd Street, especially Dan Ryan to 80-94, 17 minutes. 60 degrees right now in downtown Chicago. Very nice outside, and I'm going to enjoy it pretty soon. Next update's in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
An earthquake kills thousands in Nepal.
He was trapped under the debris with a dead body right next to him.
The Supreme Court hears oral arguments on same-sex marriage. And rioters take to the streets in Baltimore.
This is not protesting. This is not your First Amendment rights. This is just criminal acts doing damage to your community.
What happens next?
They're not protesting. They're not making a statement. They're stealing.
Happens here. This is AM 560, The Answer.
The greatest business story is yours, and it's still being written. Whether your business has been around 20 days or 20 years, the Sage Summit Conference is the place to have powerful conversations with peers, leaders, dreamers, and doers, to be inspired by innovative ideas, people, and discoveries. Well-known speakers, fearless thinking, social scenes, just for you training, innovation, and discovery. 4 action-packed days. What will your business story be? Find out July 27th through 30th in New Orleans to write this next chapter. Go to sagesummit.com to register. The journey into entrepreneurship is no easy feat, but the reward is like no other. Just ask entrepreneur Nelly Acal, founder and CEO of CorpNet.com, who's been a business owner since 1997. CorpNet can help you start a business, incorporate your business, form an LLC, file a DBA, and file many other important business documents in all 50 states. To get started, call their team today for a free business consultation. Call 888-752-0363 or visit CorpNet.com.
It's satisfying being a responsible firearm owner. Protecting your family and Second Amendment rights are important. Introducing Chicagoland's newest store that's much more than a gun shop. DS Arms Pro Shop and Factory Showroom is a full-line manufacturer of firearms that just opened a brand new factory showcase to the public. They stock over 300 new and used firearms, plus parts and accessories. Hunters, target shooters, and reloaders, DS Arms has you covered too. With nearly 3 decades of manufacturing experience, they have the expertise to service the most experienced shooters or the novice. Just curious and want to learn more? DS Arms strives to be family friendly. FOID applications and Illinois concealed carry training are available. Easy to reach in Lake Barrington, just off Route 14 at Pepper Road. Call 847-277-7258 for information. That's 847-277-7258 or online at dsarms.com. DS Arms Pro Shop and Factory Showroom. Much more than a gun store. 847-277-7258.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck more of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, so many small business owners have a real problem with marketing. They know that they need to do it, but they're not experts. They don't know where to find the best resources that can help them at a reasonable price. Well, my next guest decided to do something about it. Kim File has been a C-suite executive, Office Max, Walgreens, Sara Lee, Kimberly Clark, Information Resource Inc., Dr. Pepper, 7-Up, Frito-Lay, giving her a unique 360-degree multi-channel perspective. She was named a Women to Watch by Crain Chicago Business. In June of last year, she added a tech startup to experience when she was named CEO of BizHive, a dynamic online marketplace that matches small business owners to best-in-class marketing service suppliers. Kim, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Barry.
Well, you certainly have had a very interesting perspective because you worked for large corporations, and now you're trying to help small business owners. Talk about some of the challenges that small business owners face in 2015.
Well, Barry, you hit it on the head at the opening. You know, the most searched challenge businesses use online is to try to find marketing services that will meet their needs. But when they search, what they typically get are big national agencies who only serve large enterprises. So it can be very frustrating for them.
So, Kim, it really is frustrating. And if putting that marketing search term into the search engine isn't the answer, what's the best way for small business owners to connect with a marketing resource?
Well, we like to think we've created something that's particularly designed to make that really easy for them at BizHive.com. BizHive has been around for 3 years now and has really adapted its marketplace to help business owners solve 9 of their marketing jobs to be done by helping them learn about, shop, and buy marketing services from 120 pre-qualified service providers who really enjoy serving them.
So give us an idea of what some of the top services really are, because we're on your website and you have 12 of them. What are the things people are most looking for and where you can help?
Yeah, well, what we find as we look at who's engaging with us is that small business owners are particularly interested in business listings, improving their websites, and fixing bad Yelp reviews. We have a navigation system that's pretty simple because they can learn why would they do these jobs, how would they do them, what can they expect to pay for them, and then they can find a resource at our marketplace when they look at who can help them with those online services.
So let's take that. Go ahead, Kim. No, go ahead.
I was going to say the place we find that they really spend a lot of time is studying the what to pay, because they tell us that they want to use their precious marketing spending a lot more effectively, and they've had those bad experiences where they've blown an entire marketing budget for the month on things that they just attempted that didn't work.
Now, you've been the chief marketing officer at a lot of corporations, and you've had huge budgets. For a small business owner, they're trying to spend a lot less and do a lot more. How do they make sure that they invest in something that is both traceable and trackable and they get a result for it?
Well, first of all, it's important that they do their homework, and the BizHive site tries to make it very simple and, you know, not very complicated so that they can learn about these things, because a lot of times they're talked into doing something by a salesperson who might walk through their door,
right,
and it may not even be the right technique that they should be using for their type of business. So we include in the website not just education, but some free diagnostic tools that they can use to look up how they're performing. So, for instance, under the List Your Business Online, they'll find a free tool that will score how well their listings are doing. And they do that just by entering their business name and address, and it'll show them where their inaccuracies are.
And that's really the key point. If your business listing is wrong on the web, when someone has the pain you solve, you're not going to get found, and then you're never going to get chosen.
Exactly, exactly. And one of the other things that a lot of business owners are not aware of is that Google recently changed their search engine method, and they're now penalizing any websites that are not user-friendly on mobile devices. And this is going to make it so that anyone who might have built like a homemade website and doesn't have a good mobile interface could never be found in a search mode. So they really need to also be focusing on mobile right now.
Yeah, and this is really a big problem ever since Google introduced this, because more than half the searches now are being done on mobile, and a very small percentage of customers really have a native mobile site where it looks like it should on a mobile device, not that you're pinching and poking and expanding, right, to see what you should be able to look like on a desktop firm. The other thing you talked about was to fix or help with Yelp reviews. A lot of folks, what they try to do is they want to ignore whatever goes on, what people post about them. But that's probably not a good strategy, right, Kim?
Oh, yeah. No, you can't do that anymore because, you know, first of all, you get a reputation then that other customers are looking at that review and saying, well, they never responded. They're not trying to fix it. They're not showing me on the social site that they've actually responded. So, you know, we try to make it really easy for a business owner to deal with some of those challenges that they see and recognize that it doesn't take, you know, a lot of money and a lot of difficulty just to be transparently responsive to those bad situations.
Now, the question that I always get is, what percent of a small business's revenue should they spend on marketing services?
You know, that's a tough question to answer because some businesses are seasonal, where they might really want to put their money in the time frame that leads up to their season, like landscapers or tax accountants. But we would say that, you know, you really need to start by understanding your own industry and what your competition is doing. So there are also tools in there to be able to look at what competitors are spending their money on and how they're effectively responding to driving prospects. So it's not a real formulaic solution there. I wish I could answer it that way for them. But it's definitely important to understand which tools are going to work for their business and then put the right tools to work for them at the right time to drive prospects.
So BizHive focuses on the top 12 marketing issues. Should a small business owner choose one and then take it all the way through the end, or they choose the top three? What do you recommend?
Again, the site is free for them to explore all of them and then decide which things they think might sound most logical for their businesses. And when they connect to our 120 marketing service providers, they can ask for proposals, and it's no cost to them to do that. So those experts in the specific spaces will give them advice, further advice, on what they might do and what it would cost specifically. But, you know, they're under no obligation to follow through on buying those services if it doesn't sound like something that will work for them.
We're talking with Kim Files. She's the CEO of BizHive. Kim, what happens if you're someone listening out there that they want to be one of those 120 service providers? How do they become part of the site in that way?
Well, they can contact us. There's information on our site where they can let us know what they're offering, and then we will put them through a qualification process to be certain that they're going to meet the needs of our customers and that they're going to serve a business owner in the way that we would expect and is of the standard of BizHive. So they can find us online or they can reach out to me at kimf@bizhive.com.
So, Kim, I also know that, you know, you work for a lot of large corporations and now you've been working with Sprint. So they have their own BizHive solution platform. How does that work?
Yes. What we found is that larger enterprises are finding it hard to reach and connect to small businesses, too. And so Sprint has quite a few mobile solutions designed specifically for business owners. And so we now have sprint.bizhive.com, where small business owners can find mobile solutions like how to go with paperless forms or virtual cash registers or how they can track their fleet in an efficient way. And we've created that with the same simple navigation and same connection to understanding what they could buy that would be meaningful for their business.
So, Kim, one last question I want to ask you, which I guess a little more personal in nature. A lot of us try to make that transition from working in a large corporation to either being in a small business or serving in a small business. How has that transition been for you since you've had so many C-suite executive positions at major large corporations?
I wish I had done this years ago. I have been very blessed by my, you know, executive enterprise career, but I really enjoy the passion I'm seeing in all these businesses that we work with, and they're teaching me every day, and I just am looking forward to hopefully having another 20-year career as an entrepreneur because this is the life. It's hard for everybody. I see it every day, but it's so exciting to be around people with such deep passion.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Kim, thanks for being on the show. Where can people get more information about BizHive?
At www.bizhive.com or www.sprint.bizhive.com. And that's BIZHIVE. We hope they'll visit.
Thanks, Kim, for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right, coming up next, do you have problems with your business partner? Coming up, I'm going to show you how to solve them all. This is WIND, The Answer.
An earthquake kills thousands in Nepal.
He was trapped under the debris with a dead body right next to him.
The Supreme Court hears oral arguments on same-sex marriage. And rioters take to the streets in Baltimore.
This is not protesting. This is not your First Amendment rights. This is just criminal acts doing damage to a community.
What happens next?
They're not protesting. They're not making a statement. They're stealing.
Happens here. This is AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. International efforts to aid earthquake victims in Nepal have hit a snag. The country's only international airport's been closed to big jets. Amid signs, the only available runway is deteriorating. Only medium-sized jets will now be allowed to land. Over 7,000 have been killed by the magnitude 7.8 quake and its aftermath. Floyd Money Mayweather, still the welterweight champion of the world. The 48-0 fighter won Saturday night's unanimous decision in Las Vegas.
I was a better man tonight, more calculated fighter. Took my time, had patience.
While the defeated Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao says he gave it his all.
I did my best, but my best wasn't good enough.
It was the richest fight in history, taking in more than $70 million at the gate and about $300 million via pay-per-view. Floyd Mayweather himself is expected to rake in about $150 million. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Russ Harper taking a look at traffic. Out in Naperville on 75th Street is completely shut down due to a crash. There are no reports of any fatalities at the moment, but it's shut down on 75th Street at Naperville Boulevard in Naperville. On the inbound Eisenhower, are going to hit some slowdowns between 25th and 1st Avenue. Also, Ashland on into the circle. This means Thorndale on into the circle is going to take 31 minutes. From Mannheim on in is 18. The inbound Dan Ryan, you're going to hit up a little bit of a slowdown from Cermak Road on into the circle. 95th to downtown, 17 minutes. Also, that stall at Taylor has been cleared. The outbound Dan Ryan is slow between 79th and 95th Street, which means downtown 95th is going to take 18 minutes. And Bishop Ford, Dan Ryan to 8094 outbound is 17 minutes. 60 degrees right now in downtown Chicago. Very cloudy skies, but should remain nice overnight. Next update's in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Four new employees.
A 20% increase in revenue.
Being one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage helps you achieve business milestones with cloud and software solutions that lead to deeper financial insights. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today.
For decades, maybe even centuries, entrepreneurs have been recognized for being the biggest player in the industry. But no one recognized the folks that have the courage to challenge the industry norms. Well, that's what the Rule Breaker Awards is about, and you can be nominated right now. Go to rulebreakerawards.com, that's rulebreakerawards.com, and nominate an entrepreneur for changing the industry rules. And hey, If you're a real rule breaker, you'll nominate yourself.
Hi, this is Kelly Mickley from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. Our family started serving homes and businesses in the Chicagoland area 25 years ago because we knew there was a better way. Let us show you what clean really looks like. With our unique system that uses purified water, your carpet will look brighter, stay cleaner longer, and will be dry in just a few hours. I guarantee you will be completely satisfied or you don't pay. That is my promise to you. Our green certified products are safe for your family and pets. Schedule your appointment online today at executivegreencarpetcleaning.com. This month, we are offering our radio listeners three rooms for $139, plus a free bottle of spot cleaner. Again, schedule online on your time when it's convenient for you at executivegreencarpetcleaning.com and enter promo code radio or call us at 708-599-5151. That's 708-599-5151. Give your carpet the executive treatment with Executive Green Carpet Cleaning.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, the year is 1992, and in my second business, I found my partners in the classified section of the Chicago Tribune. While this may be a good place to find a job or a boat, it's probably not a good place to get partners. I realized in that instant that it's not what you're doing in your company. It's actually who you're doing it with. And unfortunately, bad partnerships are an epidemic in small business. Here to help is Dr. Doreen Lahavi. She's an author, business coach, and former psychotherapist and relationships expert who is known as the rescuer of business relationships. Her book is called Business Partnership Essentials, a step-by-step action plan for succeeding in business with a partner. Doreen, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barry. Great to be here.
I always think that you should be some kind of superhero, you know, with a business partner on your chest. You're rescuing people who have bad business partnerships. Because it is tough that you say that 70% of all business partnerships end in failure, and that's even greater than marriages.
It's so true, Barry. It really is. And it, you know, when I transitioned into coaching and I found out from my clients why that happens, it's always about the relationship. You know, business is about people. And the relation, you know, like you said, you picked somebody out of the newspaper. But there are all kinds of ways that people find their partner that, and they think it's great that we have the same idea and we want to start a partnership. The thing is, it's like finding a spouse. You have to date. You have to date. So the only thing you know about the person is, you know, after you know you want the same business and it looks like it might go, is the only thing you know is you want the next date. You want another date until you decide, until you know everything that you can about that person and there's a feeling of real trust and some level of intimacy, you know, about you've shared all kinds of personal things. And then you can talk seriously about going into business with each other. But what you find out on the second date or the third date, you may find out that all you should do is shake hands and walk away.
That's right, exactly. I think some days my wife wished she did that too on our first blind date. But let's talk about choosing the wrong partner, because certainly I told the story in the beginning, I've done that. But in my third business, I actually chose a guy who was married to a woman that I knew at college, and I found that we did a really good job of communicating. Isn't communication one of the keys to having a good business partnership? I guess like a marriage.
It's the biggest key. It's really the biggest key. You know, the call I get the most from people who need rescue is, I'm doing all the work, and my partner's not doing what he said he was going to do. Well, that only tells me they're not talking to each other. They're not communicating. They stopped talking. They started the business, and they each go do their own thing. And, you know, nobody's looking at the big picture. If you want the business, and when I get clients, my client is the business, and the partners are the tools that make the business function at the highest level. And if they're not working as a one-piece, well-oiled machine together, that they're talking every day, but at least once a week, where they get everything on the table, including the things that are annoying each other, you know, that they're annoying each other about, the business, without that ongoing conversation and communication, the business is going to at least not do as well as it could. And at worst, it's going to fall apart.
It's going to fall apart. Doreen, tell us about what role that various partnerships agreement have in solidifying these relationships, because I find that, you know, good fences make good neighbors.
Absolutely. And, Barry, you know, you have to have partnership agreements. I created the one, though, I call it the Business Partnership Agreement Template, and it's meant to solidify the relationship between the partners. It guides you through the conversation to cover every point you possibly can think of in advance, and it guides you through the conversation that increases your communication and your relationship, and it solidifies your relationship. Then go to a lawyer. A lawyer, right, you know, there are some things that you must put in that, you know, about the entity that you're going to create and all kinds of other legal aspects of it. But lawyers are not equipped, it's not their job, to solidify your relationship. In fact, their agreement is written in case, you know, you break up.
So, Doreen, let's say you find yourself now in a really bad relationship, right? And I know we've had attorneys on here before, and they always give the advice, you know, don't call an attorney as a first thing. It should be really a last resort. What kinds of steps could you take to try to remedy a bad partnership that is happening right now to folks that are listening?
You really have to get back. You really have to, you know, first of all, be committed to fix it. You really want to be in a position where you want the business to win and you want your relationship to win. You need to be committed to that outcome. If you're out there to be right or to win over your partner, that's not going to work. So it's communication. You know, engage a coach. Engage somebody like me to rescue you if you can't have the conversations on your own. You know, one of the first things my clients tell me is, wow, you know, now we're talking.
Exactly. We're actually talking. Well, Doreen, thanks for being on the show. The book is called Business Partnership Essentials, a step-by-step action plan for succeeding in business with a partner. And you could reach Doreen at Doreen Lahavi, DoreenLehavi.com. Thank you, Doreen.
Thank you, Barry.
Coming up, it's that special week during the year, Small Business Week. This is AM 560. The Answer will be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
Taking a look at your roads in Grant Park, NFL Draft Town, which was going on all weekend, as Congress closed between Michigan and Columbus between Balboa and Jackson. Columbus now will remain closed until Monday. They expect to have Congress open by Friday. Over on the Brown Line, you're rerouted through the Red Line subway tunnel between Fullerton and Roosevelt, with shuttle buses making the normal Brown Line stops. Give yourself some extra time there. That should all be done by Monday morning as well. Edens and Kennedy both looking good. No issues on the 190 extension. Eisenhower Lane tightens up around the Burns Circle. It's 31 from Thorndale. Outbound is clear. Stevenson looking good in both directions. Inbound Ryan, 17 minutes. Outbound is 18. A lot of that because of a delay on the outbound Bishop Ford between the Ryan and 103rd. Right now, you're looking at 72 degrees with mostly cloudy skies, a low of 56 overnight. Sunny and 80 tomorrow. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
My proudest number is 2005. That's the year I started my business. It was just me for 2 years, and then I hired my first employee.
My proudest number is 20. Last year, I saw a 20% increase in revenue. We got our first six-figure check, too.
My proudest number is 36.
That's how many new clients I've signed. And next quarter, I'll double it.
My proudest number is 42. I was 42 when I became one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S., and I never looked back.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage Cloud and Software Solutions help you achieve these milestones by providing deeper insights into all your numbers. So believe in them. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today to learn more.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, this week coming up is Small Business Week, where we celebrate you, the small business owner. Here to talk about how to take advantage of all the activities going on is Robert Bosteiner. He's the district director of the U.S. Small Business Administration, Illinois District Office. Bo joined the SBA in February 2013, is responsible for leading SBA operations in Illinois. Prior to joining the SBA, Bo served with the Department of Homeland Security, Federal Protective Services. He began his career in the military, serving 10 years in the U.S. Navy as a commissioned officer and naval aviator. During his naval career, he deployed multiple times to the Persian Gulf on board aircraft carriers, where he flew helicopter missions in support of the no-fly zone and managed squadron operations. In 2003, Bo was recalled to active duty and deployed to Kuwait and Iraq, flying special operations combat missions during Operation Iraqi Freedom. Bo, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Barry. It's great to be on today.
And thank you for your service.
Oh, you're welcome.
So tell us about what's coming up for Small Business Week.
So Small Business Week is really exciting. We've done this for many, many years nationally. It's our opportunity to recognize the contributions that small businesses make to our communities, to our economy, and to jobs. And what we do is we host a lot of events, both locally here in Illinois as well as across the country, to highlight all of these accomplishments. From a national standpoint, you'll see events happening across the country where the SBA administrator will be participating in events in LA and other cities to recognize small business winners. And what we're doing and what we do in each state is we recognize these businesses for their excellence. So Small Business Person of the Year, people that are excelling at exporting, that are excelling in government contracting, as well as organizations that support those businesses. So it's a really exciting time. In Illinois, I think we have over 31 events that are going on during the week of Small Business Week, where we are communicating all the programs and all the resources and tools that are available to help small businesses succeed.
So, Bo, give us an idea of a couple of them, your favorite ones that are going on in Illinois.
So we have a couple of ceremonies that we're hosting to recognize our winners. One is AGB Security, where we'll be recognized. They're our Small Business Person of the Year award winner. It's a security company. And we're going to be hosting them at a local organization where we'll be highlighting the successes that they've achieved in growing their business. Another great event that we have going on is a technology and lending event with the Chicagoland Chamber, where I'll be moderating a panel discussing the transition that banking is going through right now as technology starts to take a much larger role in how small businesses are accessing capital and accessing financing. And then we're also doing a number of webinars, both on in areas like exporting, where we're helping people understand how they can expand their markets to go across the border and provide additional opportunities for growth, as well as government contracting, and also just your basic resources that are available through our resource partners like the Small Business Development Centers, the SCORE, the Women's Business Development Center. So a lot of activity going on. We're really excited about it. We've got a whole calendar of events on our website.
You know, when we had Marianne Markowitz on, and then I also interviewed the administrator, they talked about this tool called Link, leveraging information networks to access capital. It's an online tool. So it's a heck of a lot easier for small businesses to access capital, right?
That's right. So what we're looking at there is bringing a mechanism to help connect borrowers to the broader lending community. And the idea is we want to make it really simple. So we want to make it simple for the borrower, the user, to use. So the user goes in, they answer 20 questions. Their information goes to banks in their area, banks that have opted in to the program. And then these banks will get back to them within 48 hours to say, yes, we're interested in a further conversation or no, but here are some resources that you can access to maybe make your project more interesting. So where someone might not have a lot of relationships in the banking community, this gives a great opportunity for those small businesses to access the broader marketplace. And hopefully down the road, it also starts to give small businesses the opportunity to have banks compete for their business as more banks get the opportunity to see all the great things that they're doing and are very interested in taking advantage of those opportunities to provide capital.
I'll tell you, Bo, I hope that day comes where banks are competing for small businesses' business. I hope we get back to those days. The last thing I want to ask you about was some of the business advisory services that are available, because a lot of small business owners, especially those starting out, really can't afford to pay their own advisors, but the SBA is also there to help, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have tremendous resources here in Illinois to support all small businesses. First, I mentioned the Small Business Development Center Network, which is a great partner of ours, and they have 35 locations across the state of Illinois, many of which are located here in Chicago, but they're more broadly located across the state. And they provide tremendous resources, one-on-one business counseling at no cost to the user. And the great part about these organizations is they have this tremendous resource base of tools to use to help businesses start and grow. They're great at helping small businesses access financing. And I'd say the Illinois SBDC is one of the best in the country at doing that.
But, Bo, so, I got to leave there. We're out of time for the segment. Thanks for being on the show.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
This is AM 560. The Answer. Will be right back.
For decades, maybe even centuries, entrepreneurs have been recognized for being the biggest player in industry. But no one recognized the folks that have the courage to challenge the industry norms. Well, that's what the Rule Breaker Awards is about, and you can be nominated right now. Go to rulebreakerawards.com. That's rulebreakerawards.com, and nominate an entrepreneur for changing the industry rules. And hey, if you're a real rule breaker, you'll nominate yourself.
The journey into entrepreneurship is no easy feat, but the reward is like no other. Just ask entrepreneur Nellie Akow, founder and CEO of CorpNet.com, who's been a business owner since 1997. CorpNet can help you start a business, incorporate your business, form an LLC, file a DBA, and file many other important business documents in all 50 states. To get started, call their team today for a free business consultation. Call 888-752-0363 or visit CorpNet.com.
Having a great smile to show off makes you feel good. There's no embarrassment associated with being able to flash your pearly whites whenever you want. It could land you that sale, that job, or maybe even that special someone. If you'd like to feel that comfort and confidence with your smile, there's only one person who can help you. Dr. Neruzzi of Fox River Periodontics. Fox River Periodontics has been doing implants for over a quarter century, and Dr. Neruzzi is a specialist like no other. 12,000 implant patients just like you got the relief and smile they've always wanted. Rest assured, no matter what teeth need to be replaced, you'll get the very best results with free yearly exams to make sure that your new beautiful smile never leaves your face. Fox River Periodontics, quality implant dentistry done by quality specialists. Go to implantsforme.com. That's implantsforme.com.
This is Dr. Neruzzi. I personally guarantee your happiness with your implants. Go to implantsforme.com.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
One of the biggest mistakes that a lot of small business owners make is that they fail to register and therefore protect their small business name. Here to help in five easy steps is Nellie Akelp. She's a serial entrepreneur and small business expert. She currently serves as the CEO of CorpNet.com, an online legal document filing service where she helps entrepreneurs start a business, incorporate, or form an LLC, and offers free business compliant tools. Nellie, welcome back to the show.
Barry, thanks for having me. Good morning to you.
So this is a huge mistake. Where do you start in registering and protecting your business?
Step number one, select that business name. This is critical and often the most exciting step for entrepreneurs. You have to check to make sure the name is available, Barry, before you start printing up business cards and letterheads, because if you don't, chances are you may be infringing on someone else's rights. Quick way to do this is to conduct a free name search online with a reputable service such as the one we provide here at CorpNet.com, and make sure that name is available for years to come before you start using that name.
So, let me just ask you about step number one, because a lot of people, what they think is just because the URL is available doesn't mean that the name is available, right?
You know what? And that's often the mistake. Just because the URL is available does not mean the name is available, and vice versa. If the name is available, maybe the domain name is not available. So to protect yourself, do a free online name search. Make sure that name is available with your state, with your county. Do a knockout search at the trademark level, at the federal level. Make sure you do a free trademark search if you're trying to protect that name in all 50 states. Make sure nobody else is using it or has potential trademark rights to it. And once you've taken those steps, make sure that you find out if that domain name is available. And if it is, then you can go on to number two and register that business name.
And how do you do that?
Once you've secured that amazing new business name, you'll need to register it with the state and start using the name so that no one can infringe on your business. Forming an LLC or incorporating the business will provide you with that liability protection and that corporate shield, separating your personal assets from the business in case there's a lawsuit. However, if you're not ready to take that step of setting up your business as an LLC or a corporation, then simply file a fictitious business name filing and operate your business as a sole prop or partnership. This way, at least you have that business name registered and you're starting to earn common law rights to that name by at least having a fictitious business name filing to that name. And again, the way to do this is have a reputable document filing service handle the paperwork for you by filing a fictitious business name, also referred to as a DBA filing, which can be done at the local county, state, or, you know, at the county recorder's office.
And so what will be the next step after that, Nellie?
Once you've registered that business name, you have to get a tax ID number. Again, another critical and often overlooked step. You don't want to give out your Social Security number to every client and vendor your business encounters, so you'll need to secure a federal tax ID number, also referred to as an employer identification number. This is issued by the IRS, and oftentimes the tax ID number is like a Social Security number for your business.
So that's all the time we have for this segment. If you want to know the other steps, Nellie, where can people get in touch with you?
You can definitely reach out to us by visiting us online at www.corpnet.com or reach out to us via email to info@corpnet.com or simply pick up the phone and call 1-888-449-2638.
Thanks, Nellie. And thanks for joining us on Business Sanity Talk Radio. I want to thank our sponsors, Sage One, Nextiva, and CorpNet. Special thanks to our booking producer, Sarah Schaffrin, and our producer behind the glass, Debbie Schreiner. Isn't this the year you move your company ahead and make the money you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at BarryMaltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.